Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Gorgeous day out there. Stairway to Kevin.
Cool. I just wanted to double check with Andrew on a thing because I want to start it with a piece of audio and then we can expand from here. Because once you hear the audio, you're going to know exactly where we're going with this. So this went pretty viral. This is a video from a police officer in the state of Washington who was posted on TikTok. She posted this on TikTok. Just tell me what you think. And then after we hear it, I will tell you what the repercussions were for her posting this. And then we can discuss.
This is the cop. What's the audio you asked me about earlier?
Yeah, the police officer. Okay.
PSA to everyone out there. I'm speaking for myself, but I'm probably speaking for a large majority of other officers out there. If we're driving on the freeway in our police car, get the f*** out of the way. Get the f*** out of the way. If you merge and we follow behind you and we merge too, you're probably in trouble. Best way to find that out is get the f*** out of the way. I can go 90 miles an hour. You can't. You can't do that. So get the f*** out of the way. If us officers stay behind you long enough, we can find a reason to pull you over. So you might as well get the f*** out of the way. Super simple. That's all. You're welcome.
So she got suspended for 10 hours for that.
10 hours?
10 hours unpaid. So basically a day
for
that. But people are not happy at all with the idea. And I want to, a part I want to add into this is, a buddy of mine that I went to high school with is a police officer, and this came up for discussion in our little email group. And he's a guy that trains police officers, and in a major metropolitan area in the Detroit area. And his response was, if she's so irritated by everything, she needs to get a different blanking job. He said, you need a legal reason to go 90 miles an hour. You can't just do it. And if you want to understand what you're doing, or if you want to keep your job, then say things the correct way and don't tell people you're going to make stuff up if they irritate you.
I think he nailed it.
I would fire that officer. She's a rookie. She's new, relatively speaking.
That's surprising.
But if you're going to go public and say, if you irritate me, I'm going to make up a reason, or I could make, I can make up a reason to pull you over.
I always say that people who have been a radio or television personality for 1 to 2 years are the worst ever. I think that's what we're seeing here.
I think you're right. Yes. I think that's a new person, but I get it. It's a frustrating job. Mm-hmm. If you need to go somewhere and someone is getting in your way, but she's not talking about when the lights are on.
Yeah.
If the lights aren't on, you don't get treated any different than any other car.
Now, I do.
Absolutely. Just out of respect.
I'm going to get the F out of your way, just like you asked.
Well, the truth is, I'm going to get out of anybody's way that wants to pass me.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that wants to pass me, I'm getting out of the way. Because I just think it's common courtesy on the road. But it's not okay to suggest that you can make something up to pull someone over, even though we all know that's the reality. It's not okay to speed unless you have a reason to speed. Now, I'm not saying you should get pulled over for it. Give you the leeway. It's fine. But you can't be using your position to boss people around inappropriately.
Yeah. Can't say the quiet part that loud.
Well, yes, to a degree. But the worst part is you can't tell people, if you irritate me, I'll make something up. That's against the law. You are saying, I will just make something up. I don't need a real reason. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but is it not against the law to just invent something?
Yeah, I'm going to guess most, if not every cop out there, one, gets it. Like, yeah.
Of course.
Lady, we understand what you're saying.
Of course it's frustrating.
But shut up. Mm-hmm. Don't tell people that we do that. Because, first of all, not all of us do.
Right.
And secondly, those of us who do don't want you saying it out loud.
It's just,
I think we all know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're a cop. I'm not. You have a gun. I don't. You're the boss. I'm not. I understand that you have the power in this situation, but don't flaunt it over me.
Yeah, I just see it as someone who got a little too big for their britches and thought, I'm going to make a cool video, and I'm going to seem so cool.
So badass.
And then it's like, oh, actually, I got suspended for saying dumb things on the internet.
Yeah, that's a little light. I mean, maybe I'm a little harsh for saying fire her, but it would have to be a lot more than that. I mean, maybe you're getting a week unpaid to learn the lesson that one, your irritation doesn't need to be conveyed. Like, it, I would be irritated if I was a police officer driving around all day. I would be irritated by people driving. I'm not a police officer, and I'm irritated every day driving, and they drive more than I do. I fully understand. There is nothing wrong with that feeling.
She needs an attitude check more than she needs punishment.
Well, hopefully she'll learn her lesson. Yeah.
And that's what my buddy who trains police officers, was what he said.
I love his response.
Yeah. He's like, you. First of all, you're not allowed to go 90 unless you have a reason. But I think we all are cool with that, right?
Of course.
Like, I'm fine if police officers are going to go fast, even if they don't need to. I don't care.
As long as you're not putting someone in danger.
Right. And I've never seen that. I've never seen a police car driving so crazy where I was like, whoa.
This is apples and oranges from that, but you're all familiar with the Chick-fil-A girl from TikTok?
Yeah. The weird face one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. She drives me crazy. Anyway, her boss was on today and said, look, she was not fired. She was taken off the schedule because she was distracting, and because we are Chick-fil-A and we have standards for quickness and customer service, and her little dog and pony show was getting in the way, and we cannot put her wants and needs and desires to go viral above our customers, and so we took her off the schedule.
So this was her, it was an act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was the one recording it and posting it and making the weird faces Okay, then that's perfectly viable.
Yeah.
I think these two situations are so similar. You can't let your desire to be famous on social media conflict with your actual job, because there's going to be consequences.
If you do, you get what you get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I understand. Do you guys think that this is, I mean, it's just new because this stuff is new, right? Like, what that police officer, what she pointed out, has probably frustrated police officers for 100 years, ever since the dawn of automobiles. But now you have a vehicle. Sorry, that was a bad. I didn't mean that. It wasn't meant to be a pun. But you have the vehicle in TikTok where you can now voice these things. But that's one of those things, right, where when you're in positions of authority, and I think a police officer is, right?
Oh, yeah.
The complaints don't go down, they go up. Remember that from Saving Private Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
When Tom Hanks' character is like, I don't complain to you guys because you're below me. My complaints go up the chain, not down. And it's because you're not trying to dump on the people that are, you don't punch down. You don't start yelling at people like that. Just keep it to yourself. If you're not happy about it, complain with your peers. Maybe go to your bosses and like, what do you do about this? Or how do you handle this? But that's what people want to do. And I don't know if it's a generational thing or if it's simply this tool exists and it's going to get a lot of views. And it sure has. She's famous.
Yep.
Internet famous, but famous.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth the trade for 10-hour suspension?
I wouldn't think that any police department would want any of their officers doing social media that wasn't approved in uniform.
Because she's in her. It looks like she's in her squad car.
Yeah,
in full uniform, right? With her nameplate on the whole deal.
Even if you were just doing some TikTok challenge, they'd say, "Hey, you want to do it on your own time? Okay, as long as you don't do anything inappropriate.
Don't do anything that embarrasses.
Yeah, that embarrasses us. But certainly, in your uniform, in your squad car, shut up.
Yeah, I didn't like that one, and I don't like the Chick-fil-A one either. Because what is Chick-fil-A known for?
Their amazing service.
Great chicken sandwiches and their amazing service. And what she did was mess around with that.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Her own needs.
Mm-hmm. Because she wanted to go viral, which, by the way, she did. So do you think she cares if she got pulled off the front counter?
Mission accomplished.
She's going to be working at Popeye's next week. And
that would be actually pretty
fun. Have you seen the weird Popeye's girl?
That would actually be pretty funny. I can co-sign that. Rach, can you do the barefoot story in a minute?
Yes. Someone posted to social media. They went to go see a movie and they looked over and there was a family settling in, getting ready to enjoy their popcorn and enjoy the film. And it turns out they had removed their shoes and socks and put them up on the seats in front of them.
Oh, come on.
My question for you is it ever okay to take off your shoes in a movie theater?
No.
What if you have on flip-flops and you just slip them off?
Still as long as they're not going up on the seat. Like, if it stays down, like, by the flip-flops,
all right. If I can't see it or smell it, I'm okay.
Yeah. Like, you should not be putting...
That's how I run my life.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not weirded out by feet. It doesn't freak me out. It doesn't bother me. But that's just rude. Like,
feet, rude and gross.
Feet, even if you have your shoes on, your feet don't go on top of the seat.
Totally agree. Welcome back, guys. DGS 321. We have the think tank coming up at the top of the hour with our buddy Steve Ellman and our soon-to-be buddy, Alderman Kara Spencer. Right now, my old buddy, Mike Novak from Alternative Mortgage Solutions, one of my very first clients all the way back when, is back. Good to see you.
Good to see you. How
and
you doing?
Thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. Yeah. So I gave you a lot of credit on the air and off to your face because it's not like mortgage companies have shut down when the interest rates went up, but most of them stopped advertising. Yep. And I think you're really, really smart. I really do, to be one of the first guys back, because I think, hope, fingers crossed for myself and everyone else, that 2024 is a little better than the last couple of years.
It should be. It should be. You're going to see your rates eventually fall. They're steady right now, but you're going to see them fall later this year.
Yeah.
And for people that maybe bought last year, then it's going to be time for them to look at refinancing and saving some money.
So walk me through that. Let's say for the people, let's take both scenarios. There are people out there that are sitting on an 8.
Yep.
And how can you help them in 2024?
They should be talking to somebody right now. Me, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you're at 8% or even in the high 7s, you should be talking to somebody about seeing if it makes sense. That's the biggest thing. We do like an analysis to see if it does make sense. And if it does, then you can kind of put the numbers together, figure out what the cost is for refinancing. And can you break even in a short period of time to make sure that savings works
out? And what
out?
About the people who are at a 4, 4.5, or 5, obviously much better than a 7 or an 8, but they need to. They're getting divorced, or they need to get money out to pay down some 19-20% credit cards.
So somebody who's divorced, obviously the court's going to tell them they got to refinance. And so they're going to have to, unfortunately, bite the bullet and do the refinance because the court's going to tell them to.
Yeah.
If they have... You know, if the rate's too low, then we might talk about an equity line at that point in time. Sometimes
let's delve into that.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So we'll look at, see how much money they have or what they need. Maybe they have a lot of credit card debt, and that's something that you can put together and figure out what the monthly savings might be. The cool thing is that when we do a refinance, we don't necessarily have to go back out to a 30-year loan. So if you're maybe 3 years into your loan, you could do a 27-year loan today.
Is that new?
It is relatively new. In the last couple of years, they've introduced that.
That's smart.
Which is good, because then you can pretty much verify dollar for dollar whether or not you're saving money.
And can you go to 30 if you want to?
You can, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just if you don't have to, their situation they need to.
Yeah.
But if not, we can always look at something that can then benefit them so they're not stepping back.
So. This is such a mystery to me. It's like the Illuminati or something. I mean, who, every day you get different rates, yep, and they change all day. Who's pushing a button?
I wish I knew, because I would maybe want to find them. You'll see rates change 4 and 5 times a day sometimes. So they'll start out in the morning and they'll move. And I always tell people it's kind of like a cha-cha, because it'll go back and forth and back and forth. It may only move an eighth in the whole day, but it will go back and forth.
Yeah.
So,
and how do you, because I remember from our old days together of locking something in.
Yep.
And then if it happens to get better, we can do that.
You can do that. It has to move enough for the lender to allow you to relock.
Okay.
Because you don't want to start locking it all different places. It changed from when the meltdown happened. You have to do some disclosures first.
Uh-huh.
Where years ago, you could call me and I could lock you right on the spot.
Yeah.
And then disclose. And they don't let that, you know, you got to disclose fees and everything else.
So we both know the way that people shop for mortgages.
Yep.
Is they call everyone and, yep, say, what's your rate?
Yes.
And some people will play that game.
Yes.
And some people will play that game a little bit shenanigans. Know, like, 5%.
Right.
If you have perfect credit and if you have $100,000 to put down, but you don't play that game.
A lot of ifs. So there's three basic variables that go into an interest rate. One's going to be your credit score. One is probably the amount that you're going to borrow, and then also the amount that you're going to borrow in relation to the value or the purchase price. So somebody that, you know, so that can control your interest rate in that respect. So there is a wide variety of different rates. You have VA, FHA, they're typically lower rates. Conventional is going to be a slightly higher, but in some cases, depending on what they're putting down, that might make the most sense. Especially in this purchase market, right now the conventional loans seem to be the loan of choice.
So I know that it all depends on the people, on the family, but what do you think of buying down the rates?
In this market, I would not necessarily advise that. we know rates are probably going to fall here later this year. So if you think about, if I pay a point, which would be like a percent of the loan amount. So if you're borrowing $300,000, that's $3,000.
Okay.
So if that's going to save you, that it's not dollar for dollar. So if I pay 1 point, that doesn't buy me a rate full point down.
Okay.
It might only buy you a quarter point. So it might save you $50 a month. So the break even on that is going to take a really long time. So if we think that rates are going to fall later this year, that's probably not the best use of your money.
But the beauty of it is, because I don't like math.
Right.
But the beauty of it is, with this math, you can just, you can know.
Yeah.
It's not an opinion. You can know this is good for you, this is not good for you.
And we'll let people know that. There are some other products that you can do. There's a what we call a 1-0 buy down, and it's not paying money. It's just your first year's rate is lower by 1%, and then it goes up to the next rate and stays there.
Yeah.
So it buys you a little bit of time. It's not an adjustable rate. It is an actual fixed
rate. How about people, young people like Rach and Andrew looking to get into their first home?
Mm-hmm.
I know there are always advantages to that. Are there any special advantages right now?
There are some products. A lot of them are geared toward income. So depending on what your income level is, that might have a lot to do with this. So we kind of look at that and explore. There's certain areas of St. Louis that you might get a benefit that you could actually buy and get some closing costs paid.
Mm-hmm.
There are other products. So we explore all that for first-time home buyers.
Who, I know everyone, but who should really be calling you right now? People in what situation?
First, people that are looking to buy. If you think you're going to buy in the next 6 months to a year, this is the time to figure it out. Because sometimes you'll have people that maybe their credit is challenged.
Yeah.
So we'll do a simulator to where we can figure out if we can help them improve their credit over time. Now, we're not credit fix it. It's just we can give them advice on maybe how to pay down a credit card, this credit card, that credit card to improve that credit score, and that helps them get the best rate.
And I know
possible.
The Gelmans always say, date the rate, marry the house. Like, basically, find the house you want, buy it, because the rate's going to come down.
The rates are going to come down. If you're trying to buy, you know, like some people are like, lock a loan now. Well, that means you're buying a house based off of a lock. That's the biggest purchase you'll ever make. I don't think you want to base it off of an eighth of a point one way or another.
Well, I have known Mike and been in business with him now going on a quarter century. Not going to find a nicer guy. Go to mortgage-ams.com. Thanks for being back.
Appreciate it.
And let's make the phone ring.
All right. Talk to you later.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 336. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Is this the last one for a while, like this warm?
No, tomorrow's going to be equally as warm, except the skies are going to be turning more unsettled. Before we get into that, if we have a shot at it, and there will be some thunderstorms developing this evening, but if you look in the western sky right around sunset, you'll see the crescent moon, and there's a very bright object nearby. That's the planet Jupiter.
Very cool.
I
love that.
Get that out there. So
that's really
neat. You can impress your neighbors if you say, hey.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Don't make fun of me for this, because this one wasn't mine. I saw this one on TikTok. But when you look at the moon, the bottom was the light part. And someone's like, the moon's upside down. And it seems so dumb. I was like, have I not been looking at the moon the right way this my whole life? Like, did you understand what I'm saying?
Kind of.
Okay.
Moon problems.
Stay off TikTok, will you?
Is the bright part of the moon always the same? Like the phase changes the same way every time?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It goes from the new moon to the first quarter to the full moon, which is really the half moon when you really think about it, to the third quarter, and then back to the new moon.
There are these things, again, on TikTok, where you find out what the moon phase was when you're born, and you get a plaque, and it has a picture of it, and it's really cool, and I'm like, I gotta get that. So I looked mine up, and mine was the new moon. So basically, just darkness.
Nothing.
So, yeah, it's
darkness, my old friend.
It's a piece of black paper.
Pretty much.
frame.
They just send you some black construction paper.
$54.99.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Dave looks at
it
and says,
framed,
I cannot find this moon.
That's why that's maybe
really
the moon and I just are not simpatico.
I can't even find a picture of the moon.
You know when you click on this stuff, there's a message that shows up to these sellers that says, this guy will buy anything.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's crazy because I am an agnostic and I don't think that it was created or anything like that, but I'm open-minded. But it is quite the coincidence that Dave helped me out here. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, which is why when we have an eclipse, they almost perfectly match up. That's quite a coinkydink.
Yeah, huh. Yes, it really is when you think about it. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
See, just hang around me, Andrew.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn you might learn some things. Yeah.
Just not too much. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just during the day. Okay, so, and we have some weather. And you're very nice. You gave me that weather report for Phoebe driving back from Florida tomorrow, so they're going to leave really early. Well, good. What's it going to look like here the rest of the week?
All right, we've got two weather systems that will be playing with our weather over really the next 24 to 36 hours. First, there's a warm front that's going to be bubbling up from the south. That we're just starting to see a few thunderstorms develop south of Farmington right now, pretty sporadic at this point. But between 7 p.m. and 3 a.m., going from south to north, there will be scattered rain and thunderstorms around overnight tonight. Some of them could be on the strong side, so don't be surprised by that. That will kind of be completely out of the picture by first thing in the morning. Let's say maybe a few leftover showers, but everything's gone by about 8 a.m. Then the atmosphere relaxes, recharges, and waits for a cold front to come in. That will be coming in late in the day on Thursday, prime time 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Thursday. So in between, there's a lot of dry time. In fact, a lot of the day should be dry on Thursday. We're ahead of that front, so it's 78 for the high and very windy. No records, but very warm. Periods of showers and thunderstorms into Thursday evening. And again, some of these in the second batch could also be strong. Not everybody's going to see it, but some of them could be strong, especially in the evening. Then the winds turn to the northwest. Cloudy skies on Friday, giving way to slow clearing. 58 for the high on Friday. Saturday, sunny, nice day, 65 degrees. A dry cold front comes through Saturday night, and Sunday partly sunny, and 55 degrees. So two waves of rain and thunderstorms headed our way.
Very good. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app and earn 2% back on every purchase. This is a cute story. Workers at the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia are going the extra mile to care for an orphaned baby fox. Mm-hmm. Staffers who feed the tiny fox do so while wearing a red fox mask while it sits on top of a large stuffed animal resembling its mother. They hope that this will keep the baby from imprinting on humans and allow them to re-release it into the wild one day.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's nice. Cute. Yeah.
Foxes are awesome.
We are so all over the place with animals. You know, it's like we either treasure them or we just kill them and eat them.
You're right.
Well, we're getting them big stuffed animals. So that
you notice too, like
some...
we like the cute ones.
Yeah.
But we eat the uglier ones.
Yeah, and the exotic ones. Like we wouldn't eat a cheetah. I mean, I wouldn't eat a cheetah.
No.
But, you know, the poor cows. I mean, they're cute, big old brown eyes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they're just too slow back in the day.
I guess.
Too slow.
We butchered one and cooked it over fire. We're like, well, hell.
Yeah, let's make more
let's
of those.
Just keep eating these guys.
Yeah.
Then the cow pointed to a pig. We're like, okay.
Oh, we can catch those, too.
A Texas man who spent 70 years of his life in an iron lung has passed away. Paul Alexander was placed in the device in 1952 at the age of 6 after polio left him paralyzed from the neck down.
1952. We were trying to get him on the show because he, you know, he was incredibly active and just an amazing guy.
Did he write a book?
He attended college and became a lawyer and published his life story.
Jeez.
Amazing. Now, look, I do not mean this to be offensive in any way, shape, or form, but before Augie died, the last thing we did is we gave him a big piece of chocolate cake because dogs can't have chocolate cake. I really wondered whether when he knew that it was time, if they took him out of the iron lung.
Well, here's the interesting thing. He eventually taught himself how to breathe and was able to leave the iron lung for a few hours at a time.
Jeez.
I know.
What
amazing
a
life. Yeah. He died Monday at the age of 78. Let's see. Family Dollar and Dollar Tree are going to close 1,000 stores nationwide. The CEO blamed inflation and a reduction in government benefits for customers for why their stores are closing.
See, I would think they'd be killing it during a downturn in the economy and inflation. I would think that places like Dollar Store and Dollar Tree would just be eaten up.
A 12-year-old boy from Ohio is safe after being found inside a Target store Monday morning. He was reported missing on Sunday and was discovered at the Target by an employee and is believed to have been there since the previous night. Police say the child had run away from home.
Okay. I was going to say, what do we think about the parents on a situation like that?
He ran away and said, hey, this is as good of a spot as any.
Did I ever tell you about
everything I need?
When I found a baby one time?
What?
Rach and Andrew, you'll know pretty much where this is, where the old Kmart used to be in Wood River. There's a Kroger on one side and a Kmart on the other.
Okay.
It heads up to Kendall Hill. I was going down that road, and there's a big hill that used to, anyway, go up to these apartments. And there on the side, it was nighttime, on the side of the road was this, like, probably 2-year-old baby in a diaper.
Wow.
And so I pulled over. I look around, there's no one there. So I pick the baby up and I start walking up the hill. And I'm probably 19 years old. As I'm walking up the hill, the mom comes out and she was just like, there you are. And I, you know, now I'd be like, yeah, you're not getting the baby back. We're going to call the police and we're going to sort this thing out. But at 19, I'm just like, here's your baby. But yeah.
Wow.
I mean, right next to the highway.
Man.
Michael Calhoun needs to break in for a second.
Sure.
A thunderstorm warning is now in effect for parts of the listening area. Stay tuned to KMOX for details.
Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Jefferson County and northeastern Washington County, also northwestern St. Francis County, all in Missouri, all until 4:30. Severe thunderstorm located near Old Mines, moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour. There is hail damage to vehicles that is expected, also wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. We're talking 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Radar shows this moving into DeSoto at about 4:07. We'll continue to monitor this, bring you the latest on KMOX.
Oh, look at the set on Michael Calhoun doing that during the Dave Murray segment.
That's great. That shows you how fast the, you know, just what, 3 or 4 minutes ago, we were just starting to watch some development. There's two storms down there. There's one between DeSoto and Hillsboro right now. That's kind of marginally severe. The severe action is to the southwest of DeSoto, but it's moving towards DeSoto and Hillsboro and Festus, you know, and Peavely. Let's put all those in there. And it's obviously to our south, but that's the warm front. That's what we'll be watching this evening.
See, Peavely is like Pike County. Like, you know they're going to get hit.
It's going to be bad.
It could be in Wisconsin and Pike County is going to get hit.
That's true.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It. So, Andrew, I understand that Wheeler was a problem on Twitter today.
Yeah, so
today
it's been a common thing on Twitter, and everybody knows this experience that's been on Twitter, where you see somebody or something trending. You see a word trending. And you click on it, and everybody is no help. Because either they're asking, like, "Who? What?" Today it was Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman was trending on Twitter. Number one, had tens of hundreds of thousands of tweets. And everybody, when you click on it, is just going, Aroldis Chapman much? Like, everybody's
like,
that.
Oh, no!
And so I was like, Kevin tweets about every single sports thing. Yeah. He does all of that. And so I'm looking through this tag, trying to see, you know, I'm like, I know Kevin must have tweeted about this. He'll give it to me straight. And Kevin's tweet was just, holy crap, Aroldis Chapman. And I'm like, Kevin, you're part of the problem.
It was a gif of Steve Carell going, ew! It's awful, man.
No help at all.
And sorry. What's the fight between you and your wife?
Oh, okay. So this is the age old argument, I think, of few versus several. When someone tells you that they have a few of something, what's the number that you think?
More than three.
3 to 5.
Three or more.
Wow. For me, it's specifically three. It's dead on three, and my wife kind of agreed on that. How about several?
Two.
Could be any of that.
I think of several being more than few.
I do too. See, she thought of several as less. She thought of several as two.
No, yeah, that's two.
She said she wants to take several days off to like sort through all her. She has too much clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
So she wants to take several days off of work to go through her clothes, and I'm like, several days? And she's like, well, I didn't say like a few. I only said several.
Oh, interesting.
And
oh.
to me,
those
to me,
are the same
goes,
to me.
To me, it goes couple, few, several. Couple is two.
Mm. Yeah.
Several or few is three. Several is four or five, six. Several kind of flows.
Yeah. Mm. So you're breaking up?
Yeah. It got.
Yeah.
It got
it's
messy.
All over.
Yeah.
It got really messy.
You
I haven't
have
seen
a few
her.
More days.
I haven't seen her since then.
Yeah. I have several divorce attorneys.